Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody ever told you. I just want to let you know that you're beautiful.
Hello, beautiful people. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am Angela Butler. The reason I'm doing this show, for one reason, is something that's always been known within my family, improving to the satisfaction of my family. But today, in 2018, I ran across something by a Gorilla Funk. It's Gorilla Funk Recorders and Filmworks, LLC, all rights are reserved. It's distributed by Gorilla Funk Recorders and Filmworks, LLC, and its affiliates. The website is powered and designed by DesignSquad.biz. This is who has the material online at gorillafunk.com. This is about the origins of HIV and AIDS. You're not going to like this. You're not going to like, those of you who already know are not going to like being reminded of this, but I have to do it. The first thing is why and how was AIDS created? AIDS was created as a political ethnic weapon used by mainly against blacks. Africans were injected with smallpox vaccine, which had HIV and AIDS in it. They injected 100 million people. This was around about 1977, which is thick and demented white racist supremacy structure. Okay, this is what happened. The creation of AIDS is not an accident. That's the first thing I want to say. It's man-created. It's not an act of God. It was not punishment. It was not caused by fornication and adultery. This was manufactured by the U.S. government and European countries. That's the first thing I would like to say, and I can prove it. GorillaFunk.com. The crisis and deployment of the AIDS by the World Health Organization is diabolical. I hope I pronounced it right. It's an attempt to create a killer virus, which was being used in a successful experiment in Africa. It was not an accident. The AIDS virus created by the United States government for Dietrich. That's spelled Dietrich. Fort. Fort. The first word, Dietrich in Maryland. It was created for a biological warfare laboratory building number A550 in the P4 lab. The sum of U.S. $10 million was requested by the U.S. by the Defense Department, the United States Defense Department, to build the lab under the House of Representatives Bill number H.R. 15090 in the 91st Congress in 1977. Now, many people already know this. This is nothing new. And the gentleman who wrote this is Dr. Theodore Strecker Rice, the U.S. National Cancer Institute, in collaboration with the World Health Organization, manufactured the AIDS virus in their laboratories at Fort Dietrich, Maryland. The combined two deadly retroviruses, the Bovinian leukemia virus and the Vizsla virus, and injected into them human tissue cultures. The result was the AIDS virus, the first human retrovirus known to man, and now believed to be 100% fatal to those infected. It was did in 1970 by the 91st Congress. Once again, the sum of United States dollars, $10 million, was requested by the Defense Department to build the lab under the House of Representatives Bill Number H.R.15090 in the 91st Congress in 1970. The U.S. National Cancer Institute, a collaboration with the World Health Organization, manufactured the AIDS virus at laboratories at Port Dietrich, Maryland, that combined two deadly retroviruses, the Bohemian leukemia virus and the Vizsla virus, and injected them into human tissue cultures. The result was the AIDS virus, the first human retrovirus known to man, and now believed to be 100% fatal to those infected. Now, Dr. Specht also says that the AIDS virus could not have engineered itself, and reiterates that it was produced in a laboratory by viral logicists. The World Health Organization, or abbreviated WHO, called for scientists to work with these deadly agents in an attempt to make a hybrid virus that would be deadly to humans. An attempt was made to see if viruses could, in fact, exert selective effects on immune function. The possibilities looked into that the immune response to the virus itself would be impaired if the affected virus damaged, more or less selectively, the cell responded to the virus. This is what triggered all of this. All of this was triggered by what triggered the AIDS epidemic was the mass vaccination campaign, which eradicated smallpox. In fact, the WHO itself has studied new scientific evidence suggesting that immunization with the smallpox vaccine, Vaccina, awakened the unsuspected dormant human immune defense virus infected HIV. Now, Pierce writes in the virus for the WHO writes, I thought it was just a coincidence until we studied the last findings about the reaction which can be caused by Vaccina. Now, I believe the smallpox Vaccina theory is the explanation to the explosion of AIDS. The WHO concludes, the relation to the immune response, a number of useful experiment approaches can be visual as well. They suggested that a way to do this would be to put their new killer virus, AIDS, into a vaccination program, sit back and observe the result. And the geographical areas, the vicious vehicle was used for the areas that were chosen, Uganda and other African countries, Haiti, Brazil, and Japan. The present AIDS accident has coincides with these geographical areas. Again, these African countries, Haiti, Brazil, and Japan, the present-day AIDS epidemic coincides with these geographical areas. Now, this was done in 1970. White supremacist modeling was did by the U.S. government, with the help of the U.S. supremacist modus operandi, start to inject AIDS, lay smallpox vaccine to over 100 million Africans as part of its global non-European population reduction program in 1977. Non-European population reduction program. He writes, Dr. Theodore A. Strecker further writes, if the African green monkey would transmit AIDS to humans, the present known amount of infection in Africa makes it statistically impossible for a single episode, such as a monkey biting someone, to have brought this epidemic to this point. If the African green monkey could transmit AIDS to humans, the present known amount of infection in Africa makes it statistically impossible for a single episode, such as a monkey biting someone, to have brought this epidemic to this point. The doubling time of the number of people infected about every 14 months, which correlated with the first known case. Here in America, I like to say the first known case that I know of is Rock Hudson, the white male actor. He was the first known, as far as I know him, here in America, where I'm at. I'm also in the state of Florida. transmit AIDS to the present known amount of infection in Africa makes it statistically impossible for a single episode, such as a monkey bite, in someone to have brought this epidemic to this point. The doubling time of the number of people infected about every 14 months was correlated with the first known case, and the present known number of cases proved beyond a doubt that a large number of people had to have been affected at the same time. Starting in 1970, the first case from our mythical school monkey, and doubling the number infected from that single source every 14 months, you could only get a few thousand cases. From 1972 to 1987, 15 years of 180 months. If it takes 14 months to double the number of cases, then there would have been 13 doublings, one, then two, then four, and then eight, etc. In 15 years, from a single source of infection, there would be about 8,000 cases in Africa, not 75 million AIDS-infected people. We're approaching World War II mortal statistics here without a shot being fired. 75 million AIDS people are infected, HIV, AIDS. Under current European government, global policy of killing people of color, AIDS is expected to kill more people and offer more people than all the wars of the 20th century combined. Now, they're talking about what happened with Bin Laden and the planes and all the people being killed, murdered. It's horrible. It's horrible. But the American government has murdered so many people, most of them that look different than white, black people. I'm black. I've had relatives who have died from HIV and AIDS, several. I've been to their funeral. I've even had lynchings in my family. So this is no surprise to my family because we keep up with stuff like this. I have a brother who now works for a judge in Alabama. So proud of him. He's a lawyer. Hope. And, you know, my family is good with the law and statistics and research. They're really smart people. So I have to say, this is not fiction. This is not fiction. This is all true. And it's horrible. It's horrible and it's scary how they hate black people and other people who do not look like them. This was especially intended. Okay, 2,000 white males were injected because they were undesirable. But there's like, what, 75 million people that have AIDS as of this writing. And at the time, 100 million Africans were injected with the smallpox vaccination that had the HIV AIDS drug in it, virus in it, not drugs, but virus. Look at all the dead bodies. Now, 9/11 was horrible, 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 horrible. And if you lost anyone in 9/11, my heart goes out to you. But this is not, but look how many people the United States government has murdered. They went to Africa. That's black Americans, African Americans in America. I can't call it United. But black people and Americans, this was our mother country for most of us, those of us who claim Africa as our mother country. I claim it as my mother country on my mother's side. That's my mother country. My dad was black. My mother's black. So my stepfather was black. I mean, I claim Africa. I claim that as my mother's my mother country. That's where I can trace my tribe. The tribe that my family is from on the Taylor side, too, and on my grandmother's side, to a tribe in Africa. So I don't know a whole lot about my father's side. I know they had Indian in them, but that's all I know. You know, my grandmother is dead for my father. She's dead. I went to a funeral. My father is dead. But the family and parents that I most identify myself with and consider myself in my heart, my soul, and right now, today, is Black. So this is sickening. That's all I can say. This is sickening that they have murdered people because they were Black, African. Okay, I'm going to read a little more. This is sickening. Okay, so there were 75 million, there would be about 8,000 cases in Africa, not 75 million AIDS-infected people. We are approaching World War II. Mortality statistics here without a shot being fired. Now, the global impact of AIDS. AIDS, without any doubt, is the largest epidemic in human history. The spread of AIDS virus is among African peoples and people of color. It's a global impact. The global magnitude of the impact of AIDS is such that as of June 2001. This is not 2018 now. More than 70% of the people with the virus that causes AIDS in sub-Saharan Africa, the poorest region in the world. AIDS has transformed Africa into a killing field. Killing field. There's no other way to say it. Now, some of you don't believe in politics. Some people listening to the show may not believe in politics. But there are too many people who bled and were murdered for my right to vote for me not to vote, even if the politicians don't do anything for them. There's too many murdered bodies. There's too many dead people, too many lynches, too many tortures, too many picnics. So when I call it picnics, I got this from Black or Us. They send me things. I subscribe to them. Push Black. And Push Black, now I urge you to, they only ask for $2, $4, $6 a month, $8 a month at the most. Donate to pushblack.com. Donate to them. Subscribe to them and give money to them. Give money to Push Black. Give money to gorillafunk.com. Please support these Black people. What they're doing is noble, just, and righteous. It is a sin to be racist. They're only putting out facts. See, whenever you say you want to help Black people or you want to put something out about Black people, they automatically say, well, you hate white people. No, I don't hate white people. White people hate me. Okay, so I don't hate white people. I don't hate Japanese people, Mexican people, Hispanic people. This is what they did to Black people. Okay, so, AIDS has struck some 35 million people, 25.8 million of them in Africa, and orphaned 13 million children. In 15 years, AIDS has killed 15 million Africans, more than 80% of the world's AIDS deaths. They're more than 80%. That's in 15 years. Okay, according to United Nations, there are 5,500 AIDS-related funerals every day in Africa. Now, Africa has a billion people. But they're burying 5,500 AIDS-related funerals every day in Africa, in Zimbabwe alone. That's in Zimbabwe. That's just in Zimbabwe, 5,500 AIDS-related funerals every day in Africa. In Zambia alone, 1,200 died each week from AIDS. As of 2010, there are 5.0 million AIDS cases in Southeast Asia, 1.5 million Latin America, 790,000 in East Asia. As of 2010, South and Southeast Asia now represent largest incidence in the world after Africa. Southeast Asia, South and Southeast Asia now represent the largest incidence in the world after Africa. 0.27. In the case of the United States, African Americans account for 11% of the national population, but 47.9% of new AIDS cases as of 2009. African Americans and Hispanics currently account for 69.1% of new HIV infections. Now, this was not caused by God. This was caused by Satan, a demonic, sick supremacy that hates black people, hates Africans, hates us, the American government. Now, I have to say I do vote, and I'm going to vote in this election by Tuesday. Now, my preference to Democrats is for this reason. The blood isn't equal. There's bloodshed on both sides of Democrat and Republican. There's death and bloodshed on both sides of the Republican and Democrat Party, but the blood is not equal. The Democratic blood is not equal that has been shed and murdered. The blood they have murdered and shed and murdered, is not equal to that of the Republicans. I'm sorry, but it's not. So, current 2/3 of the people in the world infected with AIDS today are in sub-Saharan Africa, but only about 2% are in Western Europe. That is no accident. It is genocide. The sole purpose of the virus is to reduce the global population of African people and people of color through AIDS deployment. AIDS represents a medical infidel declared against African people and people of color, just like the Tuskegee experiment. In the Tuskegee experiment that was conducted, U.S. government conducted an comparative analysis on innocent, unsuspected African American males from 1932 to 1972. In 1932, the United States Public Health Service solicited and recruited about 400 African American males as guinea pigs in one of the most notorious medical experiments ever on the study of the effects of syphilis in Macon County, Alabama. The subject state never gave informed consent for their participation in the study. The black men were never told they had syphilis, nor were they told that their disease could endanger their families. In the fall of 1932, handbills were posted and circulated at several churches, at several church gatherings in the poor county, where even the one black doctor, served only those who could afford to pay. The ads promised special treatment for men with bad blood, which to local folks means anything from VD to anemia to indigestion. Eager to take advantage of any medical care that was free, men signed up and drove, sadly. Even when a penicillin treatment cure for syphilis became available in the 1940s, the men in the Tuskegee syphilis experiment were not allowed to receive the antibiotics. The U.S. government decreed other doctors in Macon County, Alabama, were forbidden to treat any of the men in the study. These black men were sharecroppers with no formal education. Many had never seen a doctor, much less been treated by one. Anything white people asked them to do, they did. They were sharecroppers with no formal. My granddaddy was a sharecropper, Ernest. My grandmother was a sharecropper. She was his wife. My mother was with them. My auntie was with them. So, you know, she had meningitis. Couldn't get health care back then in the 60s and 50s. So I understand that. My grandmother did later on in life become a nurse. My mother's been valedictorian. You know, I'm proud of my family. They're educated, intelligent family, and I'm proud of all of them. But it doesn't change the fact that this is what we sit around and talk about when we get together. We don't get together like we used to, though, because we're in South Florida, Fulton County, working for government or working for judges, another one working for judges, another working in judges in one county in one state, and another one working here and there. So, you know, proud of my family. I'm proud of Susie's children, too. One of them just messaged me. I hope Cousins Day comes about. I really do. One of them just messaged me for Messenger. Cousin, hi. love you. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. Shout out to you, Tammy. Shout out to you. I love you all. But that's my cousin on my grandmother's side. And, yes, I'm related to James Meredith. And his son, John Meredith, has been on the show talk with Angela Butler. But back to this. It was widely believed that black racial inferiority made them notoriously sexually soaked race. Racial inferiority did it, they said. The U.S. has said the purpose of this study was to record the destructive effects of untreated syphilis and to follow closely medical progress of the group until each man died. However, according to Martin P. Levin, the experiment was easily justified by physicians and scientists because it was widely believed that black racial inferiority made them a notoriously syphilis-soaked race. These physicians and scientists were convinced that the smaller brains of these black men and lack mechanism for controlled sexual desire, causing them to be highly promiscuous. Okay, that ends it. Okay, the conclusion is that they experimented biological warfare against the Tuskegee experiment, which is in Alabama, which I had a cousin who's deceased that was deemed there once upon a time. So, The Civil Rights Attorney, 1974, U.S. Civil Rights, won a $10 million settlement from the government for the Tuskegee victims and the Harris, and another $2.1 million payment received in 1970. Now, this feels copyrighted, so I'm telling you, go to GorillaFunk.com and support them. You can contact GorillaFunk.com by filling out an online form. They're great. Donate to them. Support this business. Please support them. It's the man-made origin of AIDS, Gorilla Funk. This is their website, GorillaFunk.com, the man-made origins of AIDS. They also do films for those of you who like films to be made. They do films. Great source of information for those of you who are trying to get some films out here. Here's your opportunity with Gorilla Funk. They do films, music, and a host of other things. So, black.com, who I subscribe to, visit and support. You can visit and support them on Instagram also. It's not hard to do to support Need Tracks, Mixing Versus. You can contact them. It's distributed by Gorilla Funk Recordings and Filmworks, LLC, and its affiliates. So, contact them. All right, everyone. That's what I want to say is sickening. That's all. Sickening. How they hate black people. And I know you're going to say, but not all of them. Not all white people hate black people. Not all this, not all that. Well, it's enough of them that hate black people that overshadow those who don't hate us. You understand what I'm saying? It's enough white people, white supremacists, to overshadow those who do indecent things to help black people, that it overshadows, white supremacy overshadows those who don't hate black people. White supremacy is evil. Racism is evil. It's horrible. It's horrible. It is a sin to be racist. It is a sin to be racist. Because that's hate. Black people are human beings. I'm a human being, just like any other human being of any other race. We're people. Murder, that's murder what you did with HIV and AIDS over in Africa. Now it's in the United States. I buried relatives. Not buried them, but I went to their funeral. So, you know, I cried for them. I've had family lynched by white supremacists. I don't hate white people. I hate what they do. And just because I care about black people does not mean that I hate white people, but they will say that I do, but I do not. All right, once again, GorillaFunk.com. And they also said they were they produce Gorilla Funk recordings and film work, LLC, or in parentheses, GFR produces original music and film projects and was founded to provide balance in the intolerant climate of suppression of dissent that arose after the terror attacks of 9/11. It serves as a vehicle for those who are unable, not because lack of talent or relevance, to be heard, with over 4 million records sold independently since its inception. GFR will continue to strive and enlighten and inspire through entertainment. Please support the message and tell a friend. Now, this is all true. This has been proven. All that about HIV and AIDS has been proven. This can be proven. This can be proven. It has been proven. It is on the development of the AIDS virus was funded in 1969 through monies obtained by the United States Defense Department by House Bill 15090. The bill, which called for the U.S. Defense Department to receive $10 million to research tests and develop the files, review in hearings for the subcommittee of the Committee on Appropriations, House of Representatives during the 91st Congress in review of the Defense Appropriations for 1970. Copies of the full text are not available online. And impossible to locate online, although many other bills are. But you can. Part 5 of H.R. 15090 was entitled Research, Development, Test, and Evaluation, sponsored by the Department of the Army, the Advanced Research Project Agency. Now, DARPA is the abbreviation, and Defense Research and Engineering. The Feasibility Program Laboratories, which have been completed by 1974 to 1975, the virus between 1974 and 1979. The World Health Organization, WHO, started to inject AIDS, late smallpox vaccine, or in parentheses, vaccina, into Africans in 1977. 2,000 young white male homosexuals were injected with late hepatitis B vaccine in 1978 through the Centers for Disease Control of the New York Blood Center. The development of the virus apparently had a dual purpose, as a political weapon used against people of color and undesirables, homosexuals, which they infected 2,000 of the homosexuals, and population reductions, which was black. The origin of AIDS has absolutely nothing to do with the green monkey, African or Haitian people. The stark reality is that according to Dr. Robert Strecker, MD, PhD, AIDS is a man-made disease. AIDS is not a homosexual disease. AIDS is not a venereal disease. AIDS can be carried by mosquitoes. Condoms will reduce the chances of but not prevent AIDS. There are at least 6 different AIDS viruses in the world. AIDS represents the most potent medical weapon in the army of Europeans to eradicate African, Hispanic, and Asian peoples under the rubric of European supremacy. Why and how is AIDS? The AIDS was created as a political ethnic weapon used mainly against blacks. AIDS is the biological warfare the Euro-supremacy Zenith. According to Malcolm Turner in his book, AIDS is biological warfare, a warning of African people. Again, this book was written by Malcolm Turner in his book, AIDS is biological warfare. A warning to African people. AIDS is not an act of God against homosexuals. It did not appear out of thin air and did not come from Africa. It was designed to kill people of color, and it revealed the statistics show that this is exactly what is happening. It is the creation of a sick, demented, white racist power structure. Now, when this was did, I was about 4 years old. In 79, I was 9 years old. The creation and subsequent deployment of the AIDS virus by the World Health Organization is just a diabolical scientific exercise that got out of, is not just a diabolical scientific exercise that got out of hand. It was a cold-blooded, accessible attempt to create a killer virus was being used in a successful experiment in Africa. The creation of AIDS was not an accident. It was deliberate. AIDS is nothing but genocide by white races against the rest of the humanity. And this was written by Malcolm Turner in his book, "Is Biological Warfare, A Warning to Africa People." Okay, I'm going to end the show. My beautiful people, go to GorillaFunk.com, please, if you like to, and read about it. It's proof. This is proof. This is not made up. This is fact. It can be proven. It has been proven by Gorilla Funk. It has been proven by Dr. Strecker has proved it. The lab is, it was in Fort Detrick in the United States. It was created in the United States government, Fort Detrick in Maryland, a biological warfare laboratory in building number A, capital A, 550. In the P, capital P, 4 lab. The sum of U.S. $10 million requested by the Defense Department to build the lab under the House of Representatives Bill number H.R.15090 in the 91st Congress in 1970. Now, I was born in 1970. Dr. Theodore Strecker has proved it. Dr. Strecker has proved it. Improved it, and also Pierce Wright is an advisor for WHO. He writes that he thought it was just a coincidence until we studied the last finding about the reactions which can cause vaccine. Now I believe that smallpox vaccine theory is the explanation to the explosion of AIDS. In other words, the vaccination that was to eradicate smallpox, which it pretty much did, even though it's flaring up again, is spots here and there. They thought they were getting the smallpox vaccine instead of getting smallpox and HIV and AIDS. They injected them with that deliberately in Africa and also in other countries. But AIDS is the epidemic, and in America, Black America is also, it's not because of sin, it's because of evil. White supremacists with a satanic, evil, demonic mind. Okay, everyone. All right, my beautiful people. Have a great day, and I hope this educated you. Hope I didn't make you all feel bad, but it's true, you need to be aware. I'll remind it, because most of you already knew this. Like I said, people sit around the dinner table and talk about diabolical things that are being did in my family. I'm sure there are other families that do, too. I'm quite certain we're not the only family that talks about this and knows this to be fact. But now I have Gorilla.com and the building, the amount, the office, who allocated the funds, who asked for it, and why. So I have proof that this is not just something we're sitting around idly discussing. This is what they did. This is how HIV and AIDS came about. Okay, everyone, have a blessed day.